Chapter 8. Change starts with one connection. You were never meant to do this alone. Leaving the military can feel like being dropped in the middle of nowhere without a map. You're told you're free now, but it doesn't feel like freedom. You're standing there with years of structure behind you and nothing solid in front of you. It's easy to feel like no one gets it. You may even start to think that no one cares. That feeling of being alone can take over fast. But the truth is, the change you're looking for, the peace you want to feel again, it won't happen by staying silent and pushing through on your own. One of the hardest things for many veterans to do is to reach out. We're trained to be strong. We're trained to carry weight. We're taught not to complain and not to show weakness. Asking for help might feel like you're going against all of that. But let's be real. You didn't get through the military without a team. You had backup. You had a chain of command. You had people watching your six. No mission was ever done alone. And now, this new mission, this mission of rebuilding your life after service, is no different. You don't need a whole plan right now. You don't need to have everything figured out. What you need is one person to talk to. Just one. That's how change starts. Maybe it's a friend who served with you. Maybe it's someone in your family who has always listened well. Maybe it's someone at your local VA or a support group. Whoever it is, start by telling the truth about how you feel. Not the polished version, not the one you tell people so they stop asking questions, the real one. When you open up to someone, something powerful happens. The weight you've been carrying by yourself gets lighter. You stop feeling like a ghost in your own life. You start to feel seen again. That first honest talk doesn't fix everything, but it cracks the door open. It tells your brain and your heart that you are not stuck forever. It gives your soul permission to stop hiding. There's a kind of lie that creeps in when you're hurting. It tells you that no one wants to hear about your problems. It says people will think you're weak if you open up. It whispers that you should be further along by now and that reaching out will only make you look broken. That voice is lying to you, and if you listen to it for too long, it will keep you stuck in a loop that only leads to more pain. Isolation feels safe at first. It feels easier to stay quiet, to keep your head down, and to try to figure things out alone. But over time, isolation becomes a prison. It keeps the pain inside where it grows. It blocks out the people who could help. It cuts off the connection you need to heal. And healing does need connection. You don't have to pour your heart out to the world, but you do need someone in your life who can walk with you through this part of your journey. Not everyone will understand what you're going through. That's okay. The goal isn't to find someone who has the perfect answers. The goal is to find someone who can listen without judgment. Someone who can remind you that you're not alone in this. You don't need someone to fix you. You need someone to remind you that you're not broken. Sometimes that person is another veteran who's a little further down the road. Sometimes it's a mentor who's been through a hard transition and found peace on the other side. Sometimes it's a pastor, a coach, a neighbor, or a counselor. You won't know who that person is until you start looking. And once you find them, everything can begin to change. A good connection gives you strength when yours is low. It gives you perspective when your mind is foggy. It gives you hope when you don't feel any. Here's something you may not expect. As you start to heal, you'll begin to see how much your story matters. You'll realize that just by reaching out, you're not only helping yourself, you're setting an example. Someone else who feels lost might see your courage and take their first step too. You don't need to be fully healed to be helpful. You just need to be honest. The things you've been through, the struggle, the confusion, the pain, they can become a light for someone else. There are other veterans out there feeling exactly like you are now, and maybe they don't know where to start either. Maybe you reaching out to them is the beginning of their change. That's the power of connection. It's not just about you, it's about all of us. Reaching out doesn't always feel natural. For some of us, trust is something we learned to shut down a long time ago. Maybe someone let you down. Maybe you were betrayed, misunderstood, or left out. That kind of pain can leave scars that make it hard to open up again. That's okay. You're not broken because you find it hard to trust. You're human. But healing means trying again. It means taking the risk that this time could be different. You don't have to spill everything on day one. Just start with something small, a text, a phone call, a visit. Let trust build slowly. Over time, you'll start to feel safe again. And when you feel safe, you can begin to grow. The same way your body needs food and water, your heart needs connection. Without it, things start to shut down. With it, things start to come back to life. There's nothing weak about needing someone. In fact, knowing when you need help and asking for it is a sign of strength. It means you've gotten honest with yourself. It means you care enough about your life to fight for it. And yes, it is a fight. But you've fought before. And this time, you're fighting for your future, your peace, and your purpose. The first connection is the hardest because it breaks the pattern. But once it's broken, you'll realize it wasn't as scary as you thought. You'll see how good it feels to be heard. You'll see how much better life can be when you don't have to carry everything alone. Everything you want to rebuild starts with one connection, one honest conversation, one moment of courage. You don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to be willing to take that first step. Pick up the phone, walk into the room, answer the text, say what you really feel. The rest will come. The mission has changed, but you're still a warrior. And this mission, this life after service, it needs you fully present. Don't let isolation rob you of the life you still have to live. Find your person, make the call, start the change.